Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for today, Good Friday, with me, Richard Jones. And the news as we close this week is that the cold weather and the prospect of a fuel tanker driver's strike, coupled with ever-increasing fuel costs, have led to a spate of thefts of both kerosene and diesel from farms right across Scotland and indeed the whole of the UK. Remoter farms, where tanks are very often unlocked or unmonitored, have proved easy pickings, say the police. With kerosene running at 64 pence or more a litre and red diesel at around 73 to 74 pence, even a small tank of 11 to 1500 litres can be a lucrative target for the light-fingered. NFU Mutual Insurance have drawn up an advice list to help secure those tanks, including hiding tanks with fences, trees and shrubs, putting a locking cap on, and finally joining in your local Farm Watch scheme. Now, we've spoken about the newly launched Farm Watch schemes here on MFR Farming over the past weeks, and we'd encourage everyone who lives out in the countryside to get involved. Just contact your local police force or your NFU Scotland office for a joining up form. It's free and simple to use, and it could save you a fortune. Now, if you're out and about in the countryside over the Easter holidays, do take care, especially if there's newborn lambs about. Here's NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller.
It's a great time to be out, and the countryside's looking beautiful, but I think it's also a really busy time on farms. A lot of young lambs about, maybe cows with young calves as well. And just if you're walking, take a bit of care not to disturb or disrupt lambing and calving process. Lambs for the first day or two are really vulnerable. If they do get frightened or disturbed and get mismothered, it can mean they die in reality. And obviously, you know, cows with young calves can be pretty protective and potentially very dangerous. So please take care, enjoy the countryside, but give animals a bit of space.
Sometimes dogs, which can look absolutely harmless and you think, oh, my dog's never going to do that kind of thing, if it spots a lamb skipping around, it might be encouraged to join in the action, mightn't it?
Absolutely. And I think with sort of tragic results, and I think that even the best behaved dogs, if they're not used to sheep or lambs and they suddenly get something running or bleating, it's just too inviting. So keeping them on a lead or keeping them out of the field is pretty important.
Do enjoy the countryside this holiday break, but keep your dogs on a lead and away from newborn lambs and calves, is the plea from farmers leader Nigel Miller there. But that's all from me for this week. Whatever you do, have a good weekend. I'm back on Easter Monday with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.